Amen. Pray for me. I've been having a lot of trouble with my allergies, and I'm sure a lot of you have too. Amen. Coming to spring of the year, having trouble with that, but praise God, we're going on anyway by the help of the Lord. The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter number 20. Amen. Begin reading verse number 15, and you'll hear him this morning. As you find in your place, I preached a funeral a little over a week ago. My oldest son's best friend died at 26 years old. Amen. In cardiac arrest, and he passed from this life. And it's been a hard, difficult thing for me as I went to preach that funeral of a young person went out to meet God now in eternity. But as we was in that chapel that Wednesday afternoon, I preached, and the Spirit of God began to convict hearts there in that service. And I give an altar call, Brother Joel, at the end of the service, and three souls came forth to be saved. Church, as I looked at those people that came forth, which was the mother and the father and the aunt of that family, and I was standing right in front of the casket, and as they prayed and accept Christ as their Lord and Savior, I turned and looked over to the casket. I said, it took the death of a son to give you life. It took the death of the Son of God to give us life, church, this morning. And they wept and they cried and they prayed, sought God, and they were saved. Amen. Lord knows what He's doing, church. I don't understand all things, but I come to know the Lord knows what He's doing. And I know that I'm serving a great God this morning who knows all about us. Amen. And He's with us here today. Amen. I rejoice, church. Hallelujah. I rejoice this morning. I praise God. Listen, death day is better than birthday for the child of God. Amen. Hallelujah. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. One day we're going to be with Him. It's going to all be over. It's going to all be over with. I was in revival service two nights this past week, and the Spirit of God just blessing and touching hearts. And I'm telling you, church, the Spirit of God is still moving in places. Just like He's doing here this morning. Amen. We need to be thankful for what God is doing. Amen. If you've been to some places and some dried up churches and people that don't want to invite the presence of God in their midst, amen, because there's so much sin in the camp. But I thank God I can lift up my hands and give praise to Him this morning. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God I don't have to lift up nicotine hands this morning. I can lift up holy hands unto God. He said, lift up holy hands without wrath and without doubting. Amen. I want to believe Him, amen, church, for what He can do this morning. Oh, hallelujah. I love Him this morning. He's been good to me. I don't know about you. I know He has. Amen. We're serving a great God this morning. Amen. 2 Chronicles chapter number 20, verse number 15. I know this may be a familiar scripture to you, but this is what I feel on my heart this morning to share with you. And he said, now this is the voice of God, hearken ye, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thy king Jehoshaphat. Thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Hallelujah. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeriel. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Amen. Looking back to verse number 15 from that message. Amen. The latter part of the verse, he said, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. My message, from the battle to the blessing. From the battle to the blessing. Will you pray with me and for me that God will manifest Himself here today. Heavenly Father, we're thankful.
Thank you this morning, Lord.
Lord, once again, that we're able to assemble ourselves here.
God, thank you, Lord, for your sweet presence. Anointing today with the Holy Ghost.
in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, Lord, we believe you.
Jesus.
Yeah, Lord,
you God. Touch and minister, Lord, that was servant. Get behind the cross of the glory.
Hallelujah, God.
Reveal your blessings.
Yeah, Lord.
What is ever accomplished, we'll give you the praise, honor, and glory.
And everyone that loved the Lord said, amen. And you may be seated. Amen. We read of kings throughout the Old Testament of great battles that were wrought and won and defeat. Amen. Throughout all scripture we do read. And here this King Jehoshaphat in Chronicles that we read here was no more than like some of the other kings that we read of in the Old Testament times that went forth in battle. Amen. Therefore he knew that this great multitude of the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, amen, that they would face a great battle. And therefore, amen, Jehoshaphat began to seek the face of God. Amen. They proclaimed a fast all out through Judah. Amen. To begin to seek the face of God for help from the Lord. How many believe this morning that he is our very present help in the time of trouble? Amen. No more than what the psalmist could say, though. Amen. When I walk in the midst of trouble, he shall revive me, or he will revive me. Amen. No more than fear that had struck this army that was going to face this in this great battle. Amen. King Jehoshaphat knew that through the power of prayer and fasting that he would just seek the face of God. How many still believe in that today? Amen. How many believe, amen, praise God, that through, amen, prayer and fasting that there can be a great accomplishments for the kingdom? And how that we can know saints of God if we only tarry and wait upon the Lord. And when he may praise God no more when he can say in Hosea 10 and 12, sow yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. It's time to break up your fallow ground, for it's time to seek the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness upon us. I'm glad to know no more when he said Isaiah 55 and 6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Once we begin to seek God, we'll come to know that through the power of prayer is no more what he teaches us in James in the scripture. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And I come to know, saints of God, the sincerity of heart. Once a man begins to pray and set himself, amen, to build an altar before God, he'll come to know no more what King Jehoshaphat was facing. Amen. This fear that strikes your heart. But glory to God, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. And I'm still holding true to God's word. And I'm going to stand fast and believe what God is saying unto the church today. You believe that? Amen. This fear had struck King Jehoshaphat, but he had asked help of the other people. Amen. To seek God. That's why we need the church. What happened with Peter when he was cast into the prison there? Amen. The church prayed without ceasing for Peter's release. Amen. When he was in shackles and he was bound in the prison walls. Amen. The church prayed. The people prayed. Amen. Without ceasing for Peter until the angel of God came down in that prison and took those shackles off that he was able to walk out of that prison. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad to know there's still people that believe in prayer. I'm still glad to know, amen, if people only set themselves to pray like we never sought God before. We're going to see some things in Anderson. We're going to see some things in our community, saints of God, for those who wait upon the Lord. But we got to do no more what the psalmist David said, wait upon the Lord, but be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, upon the Lord. If he could say no more when they went out to face the battle, it was in fear and dismay, but they called on God when they began to worship him. No more what he said, Isaiah 41 and 10, he said, fear not, be not dismayed, for I am the Lord thy God. I will help thee, yea, I will strengthen thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. He's still uplifting us, church. Amen. Oh yes, we're facing a battle today, but it's not physical with swords and stains. Where we're fighting against all those powers and principalities in the air. But I'm glad to know I'm standing here with the whole arm of God. I'm glad to know my God is with me. Hallelujah. And he'll see us through the battle. Amen. He's going to see us through. I'm encouraged. I don't know about you. Amen. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. This great battle that we're facing today, as Paul said, we're not fighting against flesh and blood like they were in Old Testament times with swords and stains and, amen, bloodshed. We're not fighting flesh and blood, but we're fighting against these powers and principalities. And therefore we cannot see our need to put on the horn of God and stand in this evil time in which we live, church. How are we going to be able to stand? Amen. If King Jehoshaphat could say no more than Moses, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. Amen. What happened with Moses, saints of God? You know the scripture. Amen. When Pharaoh's army was behind, the Red Sea was before him, and he could say these words, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. What did God do at the time when the enemy was coming against him? He parted the waters that they could cross over on dry ground to the other side. What happened when they got on the other side? They had a praise for God. They had a psalmistry. They had a dance before God. Why? When there's timbrels, they rejoice. Because God has delivered us in this great battle. And He'll deliver you again. Hallelujah. My God delivers. He's always been there to deliver us out of the amen, hand of the enemy. Oh, praise God. I rejoice in that, saints. Oh, yes. This great battle Jehoshaphat was, amen, facing with the children of Moab and the children of Ammon. And we're fighting this spiritual warfare that we're in today in such a conflict, such a tug of war. You know, the Bible teaches us, I believe, in Romans 8:1 scripture, amen, that the flesh and the spirit are contrary one to another, that you wouldn't do the things that you would, because it's like a tug of war between the flesh and the spirit. Amen. But once we've been in the Spirit and we're walking in the Spirit, not fulfilling the lust of the flesh. For He said, I believe in 1 Corinthians 7:1, what He said, cleanse yourself from all filthiness of the flesh and of the Spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. And once you begin to set yourselves to know the holiness of God, amen, and come to know what it is in His characteristics, His attributes and everything about God and His holiness, you'll come to know a holy way of living. You'll come to know what it is, amen, to set yourselves up, amen, to seek God for more of holiness and true righteousness. Living. That's what I want to do, saints of God. I want some true righteous living. I want some good holy living, don't you? Amen. I was raised up in it all my life, and I know the true and the right way. And I thank God for what I've learned and what I've, amen, shared with the gospel in various places. But I'm telling you, saints of God, it's just His will as it's always been. And I know we're in this conflict. I know that we're in this battle, but there's blessings coming for the child of God. You hold on to what you have a little longer. I say the blessings of God are coming for the children of God. Hallelujah. I've always said the best is yet to come for the child of God. Why, Brother Gillum? Because he's holding on. He has set himself to seek God. If King Jehoshaphat had set himself to seek the face of the Lord, no more than King David and other kings that we read, just like King Josiah, when they tore all the grooves and the false image and the worship of Baal down, amen, into places where there was false worship in their day. And we're seeing more of that today than we've ever seen. Amen, everywhere when people worship in the way that they want to worship. But King Jehoshaphat had true worship. Amen, Abraham had true worship. God is the Spirit, and those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Glory to God in spirit and in truth. I want truth. I want holiness. I want the Word. I want to be fervent in spirit. I want the Spirit to move me. I want the Holy Ghost to shake me. I want the Holy Ghost to move in me. Don't you? Hallelujah. Even though I face battles, I face the adversary. But He said, be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, your adversary, the devil, like a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. But listen, he went on to say in the same chapter, I believe it is. Amen. Oh, yes, in due time. How many believes in due time that through the trials I'm facing in God's time, in due time, amen, if you humble yourself before the almighty hand of God, He's going to exalt you. In due time, in His time. We got to wait on God, church. It's in His time. It's in due time. I know what He said. Don't be weary in well-doing. You shall reap if you faint not. Amen. That men ought to pray always and to faint not. And to pray without ceasing. Amen. What do you mean, preacher, when he says pray without ceasing, as Paul said? You know what he means by that? In other words, you have the Lord on your mind. Amen. You don't have the opportunity always to pray. Amen. But you have a spiritual mind and what the Bible teaches us. Amen. To be spiritually minded brings forth life and peace. But to be carnally minded is enmity against God. Amen. But I'm spiritually minded. I have life and I have peace within me because I have the mind of Christ within me. He said, there is now no condemnation for them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. For the law of life in Christ Jesus has freed us from the law of sin and death. And I'm glad to know that, saints of God, it's the Spirit of God. It's the Spirit of God that moves us to an altar. I was coming down the road yesterday. All of a sudden, the power of God hit me and the Holy Ghost come upon me. Amen. Begin to witness through me. And I begin to weep. Amen. Just in a few moments time, I say, "Right, God, you blessing me driving down the highway." Amen. For about 5 or 10 minutes, saints of God, I rejoiced in the Holy Ghost. Amen. You know, the Lord may be blessing me for some reason to bring me through some hard trial I'm about to face. I don't know what we may face in the future, but I know God holds the future. And whatever God sees for me, I'm going to accept it as being the will of God, because He knows my heart and He knows my desire and He knows everything about me. He knows everything. All the secret things belong to the Lord our God. Amen. There's not anything that's going to be hidden secret. It's going to be brought out to the open. All the hidden things are going to be revealed. But if Jesus could say for the child of God that when he prays, enter into thy closet and shut thy door and pray to thy heavenly Father in secret, that the heavenly Father that seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. And I'm telling you, saints of God, we've been in this battle long enough. We've been compassing this mountain long enough. God's going to bring deliverance to those, amen, who have set themselves saying, "Lord, I've gone about as far as I can go. I've seen things. I've heard things. It displeases me when I look to the left and to the right." And I know we don't need to be looking to the left. We don't need to be looking to the right. But we as people of God, we failed in seeking the Lord like we should have. Come on now. And therefore we got to build an altar and a relationship back to God like we used to have years ago. We got to set ourselves to have old-fashioned Holy Ghost preaching and the power of God to move in us one more time to work in us. Amen. That great anointing, the great power, great revival to pour out on, amen, Birdine Church. God desires to pour out His Spirit. God desires to touch you. God desires to bless us. God desires to anoint us. God desires to give unto us all that we ever desire within our heart. If the psalmist say, "Delight yourself in the Lord, He'll give you desires of your heart. Commit your way unto Him. Trust also in Him. He's going to bring it to pass." Have me believe that. He's going to bring it to pass for those who trust in God. I want to tell you what happened to me this week, Brother Gillum. I'm excited. It's just a little simple thing maybe to some people, but it was big to me. I had some carpenters working on my house, and they was about to leave for the day. I believe this was this past late Tuesday evening. And this car pulled up in the driveway and was turning around, making a turn circle there in the driveway to leave back out. He stopped, and he got out of the car. It was an old man. I looked at the car, and it had a New York tag on it. New York. And this old man barely could walk. He come walking out there where I was. And he was looking for some person. I didn't know who. He tried to call her first name. I didn't know who he's talking about. He said, "I believe she lives here pretty close by." I said, I don't really know who he's talking about by that name. He introduced himself, and he reached out to shake my hand. He said, "I'm rather... Burlingame, Reverend Burlingame," I believe he said his name was, from New York. I said, "Well, brother, I'm a preacher too." He said, "Well, that's good." And he began to share things with me about how God healed him and filled him with the Holy Ghost. He said, "You believe in the Holy Ghost speaking with tongues?" I said, "Yes, sir. I believe in it." Amen. He said, "The Lord saved me in 1943 when I come out of the war." He said, "I was in the war. God saved me." 1954, years later, he baptized me in the Holy Ghost. Late one night, me and my wife was already went to bed, and the power of God hit me, and he filled me with the Holy Ghost. I mean, he couldn't be still. He was out there. I'm talking about a man, he couldn't hardly walk. 84 years old. Amen. And I just stood back and listened. Amen. You know, I mean, he was just sharing all kinds of things. And then I began to share a few things with him about the ministry and blessings of God. We stood there probably 30 minutes. And I knew there was some other people in the car, and the car was running all this time. And there were some people sitting on the inside. All of a sudden, this girl come out of the back seat of that car, and she just raked him over the coals. Just fussed at him and spit him out right there in front of us. And she got back in the car, and he looked over at me. He said, "Well, she needs prayer. She's on alcohol, and she just needs prayer. She needs help." I thought to myself, she really does, amen. She really needs help. And so he was going to walk back to his car and get in to drive away. And I already walked back toward the house. And he screamed out. You can hear him echo all over there. He said, "Brother, God has ordained this." Amen. He said, "All things shall work together for good to them who love God and are called according to His purpose." How many times have I read it? How many times have I preached it? How many times have I quoted it? But you know, Brother Gillen, what it done to me? It put a boost in me. It put an uplifting in me when that old man, amen, barely can walk. Brother, God has ordained this, that all things shall work together for good to them who love God and are called according to His purpose. I told my wife, I told my mama, she called me on the phone, we was talking, I told her what the old man said. What a familiar scripture, what a promise, Romans 8:28. How many times we read it, how many times we've heard it. But that's why in the Word of God, what it'll do, it'll quicken you, it'll move you, it'll stir you, just in the time that you need it. Amen, Brother Gillen, just in the time that you need it, brother. Amen, God knew what I needed. Amen. When I went on the job, I could rejoice. I was going places, I rejoiced. Told my wife, she rejoiced with me. Did all things. You got to remember, the next trial comes, all things shall work together for good to them who love God. I thought to myself, Lord, you just sent an old man to me, 84 years old, all the way from New York to tell me that. I'll probably never see him again in this life. Most likely never see him again. But God loved me enough to send an old man from New York City to tell me that all things shall work together for good. In church, I got to hold on to it. I got to hide it in my heart. If the psalmist said, Lord, I just want to hide your word in my heart, that I sin not against thee, O God. That's what it is, church. I'm striving to enter in. I'm doing what I can, and I still fail the Lord. We all do from times to times. Oh, yes, but I still hold true to what God is saying, son. Amen. There's going to be blessings. I know that battle. I know what you're facing. I know the trial faith. I know that through the trial faith, it's going to work patience. That we got to wait on God. We got to trust Him in the longer, saints. Amen. We got to grip on to those scriptures and hold it down in our bosom and say, God is treasure to me. Thy words, like amen, Job is said, I esteem His words more than my necessary food. Don't me slay me. I'm going to trust Him anyway. I love His word. It means more to me than anything. But I must move on. We read in that same chapter, once they went out to battle, amen, that He appointed singers, consulted singers, and appointed them to go out and sing and rejoice in the midst of the battle. And they went out, and they fought in this battle. Amen. But they were smitten. The enemy was smitten and they went in. Amen. King Jehoshaphat, here comes the blessing now. When they went in after the battle, they took of all the spoil and all the jewels and everything in abundance of riches. They went in and they took it all. Reminds me of the scripture about David. He recovered all. Amen. Praise God. They went and took of all the spoil, everything in the abundance of riches and jewels. Amen. That's where the blessings is coming from. Amen. We're in the battle, but they worship God in the midst of the battle. Amen. We're in the battle, but they had a song like David said. He give me a song. He give me a praise. David run from his enemies. He run from King Saul, but David had a song. He had a praise. Amen. Listen, the devil can't take your praise from you. The forces of evil that compasses you can't take your song from you. You still have a song in your heart to sing unto God. And I pray that God will send you an 84-year-old man to you. Amen. What He do for one, He'll do for another. God don't show partiality like we do sometimes. Amen. I see that with some people's children. They show them, you know what I'm saying? You see it at times. God's not that way, is He? I have a calling in my life. I must obey the calling. Amen. I got to fulfill that. He said the gift and calling of God without repentance. I must fulfill what He's called me to do. But when it comes to the blessings of God, when it comes to you and I, we're on the same level. No big I's and little U's. Amen. Praise God. What do you do for Brother Joel? He'll do for me. All the accomplishments and ministry Brother Nears had, it's been wonderful. Mission work and all the things that's been accomplished. Amen. What he'll do for one minister, he'll do for another. Amen. Amen. And there's blessings, brother. There's blessings flowing. Amen. Don't you want to just reach out there and get your little handfuls of purpose? Amen. God has some handfuls of purpose. God has some blessings flowing. Amen. Amen. If you give, it'll give back to you. Good measure, shaking down, running together and running over. I feel the running over. No more than David could say. Amen. He anointeth my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and blessings is going to come from the house of the Lord forever. Listen, I may believe that. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Why is that, preacher? Because I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I just want to give you a word of encouragement, church, this morning. I don't know what battle you're in. It may be a court battle. It may be a custody battle. It may be something to do with a job. Something to do with your children. Something to do with a hard trial. Something you're facing. But listen, from the battle to the blessing. From the battle to recovery. Amen. What did happen with David? After all his sin, after all the life, you know what happened? What did God do? He began to rebuild. He began to restore. He began to renew. Hallelujah. And that's what he'll do for you. Some people feel like you've gone too far. I failed the Lord. I hadn't prayed like I should have. I hadn't built the relationship with God like I should have. But there's an innermost desire that person is saying within me. That's what keeps me coming back to the altar. That's what keeps me coming back to Bird Iron. But I've been struggling with this too long. Listen, God wants to bring you out. God wants to put you on the mountain. Just as high it was in Mount Sinai. God wants to bring you to a place and give you an encounter with God that you never thought impossible. Amen. For you, with you and God. But I'm telling you, with men it may seem impossible, but all things are possible with God. All things are possible to him that believeth. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. I mean, believe that across this building. Amen. I don't know about you, church, but I feel good. Seek ye the old path. Look unto me, saith the Lord, that has led you and blessed you in times past. I'm the same God that has brought deliverance to you. I'm the same God that has led you through the fire. I will strengthen you and lift you up above the shadows and plant your feet on higher ground. If you only look to me and hold true to my word, don't look to unbelief that has clouded your mind. But stand upon my promise, my word, that will stand in the darkest hour. For I am a God that will lead you in plain paths of my holiness and righteousness. That you can come to know the fullness of my word as you completely surrender to the very design that I have for your life. Look unto me today, for I am a God that loves you with an everlasting love, and I will keep you this day. Saith the Lord God Almighty. Lift your hands and praise Him, church. Lift your hands and praise Glory God. God. Oh, I love it, church. But how many times we felt unworthy, undeserving. How many times that we felt weak and discouraged. But God's saying, look to Him today. Stand on His promises. Stand on His word. He'll be a God that will reward you right in the midst of your weeping. Right in the midst of your suffering. Hallelujah. Right in the midst of your trials. God will be with you. That's what He said, Jehoshaphat. Amen. I will fight for you. I will fight for
Jesus.
You.
Jesus.
Church, I love you this morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. From the battle to the blessing. Lord, I've gone just about as far as I can go.
My God.
But He's going to renew you. He's going to refresh you. How many would like to come stand up here with me this morning? Just stand with me. Our sisters on one side and our brethren on the other.
Hallelujah.
Come on, stand with me. We're standing in the battle, Brother Joel.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
That's right. Come on. Come on.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have your way, Jesus.
Come on, brother. Come on. Amen. Amen. This is wonderful, church.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, there was a great multitude. What do you say unto the great multitude? The battle is not yours.
Come on.
But the battle.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It's not yours, but
Glory.
God's. Let me believe that this morning. Are you going to believe with me? What did Jesus say? He said, pray ye one for another.
Yeah, Lord.
Listen, this is what we have as a church. We can pray one for another. Listen, I need you and you need me.
Come on, brother.
Brethren, I need you and you need me. We need one another.
Come on.
Jesus commanded us, pray ye one for another.
That's right.
I don't know what...